Going to bring in now a good friend of mine. She's a publisher. She's a force to be reckoned with in the publishing world. If you're a writer, a reader, avid reader, there's more ways on these devices now to read and just get great content and books. But Sherry Wilkolaski is with Narrow Escape Publishing. Publisher Narrow Escape Publishing and Press, or narrowescapepress.com, joining us GMI Studios with some fun news to talk about next week. Sherry, good morning. GMI Studios in New England here. How are you?
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Well, thank you. It's always a good day of the week where we were able to, I know you, we were talking recently. I know your husband's side of things, big in the military. We were able to, through one of our partners, give away a $15,000 hot tub to an airborne veteran this morning here on the show. That was fun to see. But you're talking some books and some publishing, and I'm looking forward to next week. Kind of surreal to me. Tell us about what's coming up.
Well, we're excited, Jack. So for your listeners, next week is a big week for Mr. Jack Heath. We are re-releasing his first book, Rebecca's Rising, and we'll be bringing the second book in the series, House of Six, Evil Lies Within, in the coming weeks. So gearing up for the Halloween season, we're really excited.
Yeah, well, to elaborate a little bit, because, you know, it's been a while since I've even talked with our listeners and our audience about the books I'd written on the Salem Witch Trials, a character I created in a story, John Andrews, kind of coming true to this day, sort of battling some forces that go back to the Salem Witch Trials and an ancestor of his, Rebecca Nurse, who happens to be an ancestor of mine. But sort of a fun paranormal read. But what we've done here, tell us a little bit about it. These aren't, you know, it's the story's the same, but we've done a lot of cleanup and new work on this release.
We have. We've taken, you know, these the books came out, you know, back in about 10 years plus ago. And we kind of, you know, refreshed, got a whole new look, you know, new covers, kind of reworked the content a little bit, and, you know, I'm excited. The books will be available, you know, anywhere, everywhere books are sold. You know, the ebook, we're going to have paperback, hardcover, large print, you name it. So I'm excited to get these books out. It's the right time of year. You know, this, your modern-day take on the Salem Witch Trials is, it's always a fun read, and looking forward to introducing this to your listeners.
Again, Rebecca's Rising, available next week. Not yet, not yet. You know, what's also interesting for me, and Sherry, you and I know this, but our listeners don't, is what happened after my books came out is a good friend of Sherry's and mine now, Michael DeRocher, and this is an interesting part of Narrow Escape Press, bought the film rights. And what happens is with books, and Sherry, you can explain this, sometimes when movie rights and film rights are bought on a book, it can kill kind of the book, if you will, at the time, because, you know, publishers will think, you know, just wait till that comes out. And so what we've done is basically reclaimed the book, my book and the story, and working with Sherry, and we're going to kind of re-release to the world now this, because in 10 years or less, the distribution channels have changed profoundly. And so people, it used to be just a Kindle, you know, Amazon order a paperback. But now there's just all kinds of ways to download or get access to a book, correct?
Yeah, it's really amazing. I mean, you name it, and not just here in the U.S., but, I mean, the book will be available globally, you know, you know, from China to Germany to everywhere in between. The book will, all the, you know, both your books will be available. And, you know, distribution is key. You know, discovery is key when publishing a book. You know, whether you're traditionally publishing, you're self-publishing, or you're working with a company like Narrow Escape, where we're a hybrid publisher, where we actually partner with our authors, you know, it's all about having the book available. You know, if you're going to be marketing, you want to, you're investing your marketing dollars, you want, you know, someone says, hey, great, I've heard about this book, but I can't find it. Where can I get it? Well, you'll be able to get Jack's books everywhere.
And just real quickly, tell us about the video, movie, film side of your Narrow Escape Press.
Yeah, so we, you know, with Michael, you know, he's fantastic. And, you know, it's how you, you know, Jack, you kind of brought us all together here with your, with the books. Way back when, and so we were working with Michael and his production company, and he his team is reviewing all of our titles. So, you know, as part of our hybrid publishing model, you know, book to film is a big piece of what we're doing. You know, we're looking for, obviously, publishing fiction, and we're looking for creative stories, you know, in crime, paranormal, mysteries, et cetera, horror. And, you know, all of that, you know, if it's a good story, will, you know, should translate on screen. So we're reviewing, you know, every book that comes through and, you know, with the goal of hopefully turning these into, whether it's a film or, you know, or a potential series, streaming series that could be right. run on Netflix or Prime or Hulu or whatnot. You know, it's definitely part of our publishing process.
Well, and the streaming's taken over cable and networks. Wow. And Sherry, you want to hear from New England local authors, people who have a book in them or have written a book, right? Is that correct? You want to hear
absolutely.
From some of the listeners?
Absolutely. We are actively taking submissions right now, narrowescapepress.com. Come check us out and, you know, tell us your story.
And you can meet the great Sherry. Narrow Escape Press, narrowescapepress.com, narrowescapepress.com. I look forward to next week. Thanks for joining us, Sherry.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.